Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study of Psalm 119, we were learning how believers who are right with God also desire to be right with other believers. Let's continue with that thought today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Those who are right with God are anxious to be right with His children, who also walk according to the Word. In 1 John 1:5-7, this then is the message that we have heard of Him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Now, he talks about walking in the light. That's when we have fellowship with others who walk in the light, but we also realize that we are only able to walk in the light because we were cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's that same blood that we realize that if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, because it all will come under the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, the light here, it's an interesting word in the Greek, because there's a Greek word that means light that would be like artificial light, lighting a lantern back in that day, or us turning on a light bulb here inside our buildings. However, the other Greek word would look at the light like it comes from the sun, and it refers to a light that is not kindled nor put out. In other words, the sun, although it rotates around all the time and our earth rotates around it, the sun is not something that goes out and then turns back on, goes out and turns back on. It doesn't do that. It's a light that's always there. And that's the kind of light that we're to walk in. We're to walk in that light, the truth of God's word, that is always there. So when we're speaking of light, this is speaking of Christians who are separated from the world and separated unto Christ. And so we don't walk in darkness. Why? Because we have turned unto Him and those that have known His testimonies, those that also walk according to His word. And we don't walk in the darkness of this world trying to please both sides, because you can't. Now, this is telling us then that Christians are separated from the world, but they are also separated unto Christ. In other words, separated from the one, attached to the other. In 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8, we read this: I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. Now, how do you know somebody loves God's appearing? He fights the good fight. He finishes the course that will God set out for him to do. He keeps the faith. In other words, he walks according to doctrine all his days. And so the crown of righteousness, as the other crowns, are for separated Christians who go out with the gospel through their local church, as Acts chapter 20, verse 21 prescribes for us to do so. And that takes us into verse 80, as we see the future. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. Why? He wants to appear before the Lord as a vessel of honor. He does not want to be ashamed at his appearing, but rather he wants to have confidence, as 1 John chapter 2, verse 28 speaks. We find that our heart is sound, that is blameless, when we live by and obey his word. Now he said here in verse 80, let my heart be sound in thy statutes. The statutes are the precepts of God's word by which we live. They are to be strictly obeyed. Now, my friend, you and I have a story to tell to the world. We really do. And it's a story which the captain of our faith has sent us on as a mission in this world. This world is not our home. We're just passing through. But our mission in this world is to share the gospel. That's, as a Christian, as a saved person, that is your highest calling, both individually and as a local church. And our lives must be holy and acceptable unto him. It must be God's will, God's way, in God's time. You see, he has sanctified you. That is, he has set you apart for the work. That is, if you're saved, you'll be a failure before God, saved so as by fire, or you'll be one of heaven's heroes, a vessel of honor, because you joined in the fight through your local church. Most of you listening to me right now, if not all of you, belong to another local church besides the one I have, because this is a worldwide broadcast. And to be quite frank with you, outside the internet, there's not a radio station in my town that carries our radio broadcast. As much as I would like it to be, we just don't have it. However, that is our duty as a local church to get the word of Christ out. And what we're finding here is that Jesus Christ is sufficient. We won't be ashamed if we do God's will, God's way, and in God's time. The same God who saved me can save anyone. That's why we carry the gospel. You see, no one is beyond his saving power. Romans 5:20 says that where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That's why the gospel needs to be taken to the drug addicts, to the streetwalkers, to the down and outer and the up and outer, to all men. His blood cleanses from all unrighteousness. He bore all our sins in his own body on the tree, 1 Peter 2:24 tells. And that was all sins of all man for all time. And the message today is repent towards God and have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, as your sin bearer who rose from the dead. You see, sin, in all cases, is against God. That's why we repent. We must be willing for him to cleanse us by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, friend, you can trust God's word. In John 6:37, he said, him that come to me, I would in no wise cast out. He also says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Those are promises of God. So, Christian, will you commit yourself to being a vessel for his honor? And that means that you're going to have to be willing to be a witness and have people reject you for being a witness. But my friend, I don't want you to appear before him failing to have carried out his will through the local church of telling the world about repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And work through your local church. Make sure it's a Bible-believing church. But work through your local church, my friend, And my friend, don't try to be the Lone Ranger, okay? Perhaps some of you have done the same thing that I've done in the past. I did for years when I was younger. I tried Jesus, or I tried to do what was right. But often I found that frustration and temptation set in, and I'd end up back at the place I promised myself I would never be again. Well, I finally decided I just cannot do it. And that was the best thing for me to understand. I had to realize, as Philippians 4:13 states, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You see, there are things I might resolve to do. I might resolve to lose weight. I might resolve to do exercise and stick with it. But there are things that go beyond resolve that I just can't do. I must give my all, but will take Christ in me and through me to accomplish it. Instead of me trying to figure out what is right and setting out to do it, I finally had to get to a point where I just made a commitment of my life to Christ and trusted Him. And by that, I mean I need to do what His Word says and the way He said to do it. No, our commitment is this. Now listen to this. I want to say this slowly so that if you do have pencil and paper, that you can write this down. But make this your commitment. No matter what, I'm with Christ. And I'm never going back by His grace. He is now being given my life to do whatever He wants. He has my life, and I will cooperate with whatever He wants. Although I may not always like it, and it may not seem at the time comfortable. It's now up to Jesus Christ to do what is necessary to make my life what He wants it to be. From that commitment, I shall not flee. Now, if you didn't get that, go online and get this over again, play it over again, okay? Now, I will admit that there are things that have been very tough at times, and I will tell you right now that I wasn't always victorious. I wasn't always strong in faith. But I would not trade the peace of God I have now for that which I did not have back then. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for